Welcome to Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is June 8th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode of The Cisco Kid is going to be Disappearing Cabin. The original air date's April 14th, 1953, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid.
Question. Could more people be saved from cancer today?
Answer.
Yes, if only they'd get to the doctor early, while the disease is still curable.
Knowing the answers to questions about cancer could help you save your life. For your free copy of a valuable booklet of life-saving cancer facts, including the 7 danger signals, write or phone your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Disappearing Cabin. Because of the many loopholes in a well-meant system, one of the greatest sources of graft and theft in the Old West was the lands claim. More often than not, unscrupulous men could and did swindle honest settlers out of land on which they had spent years of hard work. And so it is that we find two men sitting their horses as they look over a quarter section of land from the edge of a small bluff, below which is a cabin and one or two corrals.
That's a nice quarter section, Morton.
It sure is, Frank. 160 acres of mighty fine land. It's too bad you don't own it.
I aim to own it.
Well, maybe Ed Tompkins will have something to say about that. He's been living there about 5 years now, maybe more, establishing his claim.
Yeah, but he ain't filed his claim yet. He told me he ain't. He also told me he intends to take 2 or 3 days away from the place as soon as he files claim.
Well, you're on friendly terms with Ed, ain't you, Frank?
Sure, I'm his neighbor. Besides that, you get farther being friendly with people, Morton. Get their confidence. When the time comes, you can take them easy.
Yeah. Hey, look, Frank. Ed's just hitching his team of horses into that buckboard.
Yeah, I see him. Getting ready to go somewhere. Maybe to file his claim. Come on, let's ride down there. Get there. Come on.
Yeah, boy.
Maybe the time's come, Merton.
Yeah, maybe it has. You better be sure what you're doing before you make any moves, old Frank.
I'm always sure of what I'm doing. That's why I struck up a friendship with that new land agent as soon as he got here a couple of months ago. Hey, whoa, boy. Whoa.
Easy, boy. Easy.
Yeah. Howdy, Ed.
Howdy, Ed.
Howdy, boys. Howdy. Won't you come in for a spell?
No, I guess not, Ed. Me and Merton happened to be riding by your place, saw you fixing to leave. Didn't know, but, would you like us to do some of the chores while you're gone? Yeah, that is, if you're going to be gone long.
Well, that's right nice of you, boys, but everything's taken care of. I'm aiming to be away about 3 days.
Well, none of my business, Ed, but, mind if I ask where you're going?
Well, I don't mind at all. First off, I'm going to town to file my final claim with the land agent. You see, I've built my cabin and lived in it for 5 years, and I've cleared my 10 acres in that time. Those are the requirements, and I've lived up to them.
Well, good for you, Ed.
And second, I'm going to bring me back a bride.
Well, bride, huh?
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, Annie and me's had an understanding for most 13 years, and now we're going to get married.
Well, that calls for a housewarming, don't it?
Yes, sir, it does. And as soon as Annie and I get back, we sure have one. Well, I got to be getting along.
Yeah, go ahead. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Get up, Major. Come on, Harry. Come on.
Yeah, don't have a housewarming, is he? Well, it sure ain't going to be in that cabin. We can get that cabin up under runners easy, Merton, and my oxen will haul it out of here. Come on. This quarter section's as good as mine right now.
Hey, it's a good country, Cisco.
Yes, si, it's very good country, Pancho. Pretty soon now we will find out where our friend Senor Tompkins lives.
We not know for sure Senor Tompkins live in this country, Cisco.
No, we do not know for sure, amigo. We do know this was the part of the country he was headed for about 6 years ago.
Yeah, Senor Tompkins spent the night in our camp 6 years ago, no?
Yeah, that is right, Pancho, he did.
Uh-huh.
And we promised him then that if we ever rode this way, we would call to see him.
call to see him.
Uh-huh. Well, now let us see which way we go. Hold up.
Hold up, gotta see which way we go now. Watch it.
Well, we could go by this road or by this trail, Pancho.
The road go to the town, Cisco?
I imagine it does, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
I also imagine the town is quite a long distance from here. Oh, maybe 10 miles.
And I think Senor Tompkins live in this town, Cisco.
No, I would not think so either. He would not like it town very well. So, let us go down.
Cisco, look. Huh? Look, Cisco, look. Ghost, Cisco.
What are you talking about, ghosts?
Look, that cabin. It moved along all by itself. Santo
Pancho. Wait, Pancho, wait. I see the cabin.
It moves, Cisco, it moves. Pancho doesn't like cabins that move all by themselves. Arrigo, Cisco.
No, wait.
I gotta go.
Come over here where I am. You will see that the cabin is not moving by itself.
Huh?
It is up on long runners and is being hauled by oxen.
Oh, no ghost?
No ghost, unless you call oxen ghosts.
Now Pancho see, Cisco. And those bushes in Pancho way when Pancho first look. So she knows with the oxen, Cisco.
Si. Maybe that those senores can tell us what we want to know. Go right over and ask them. Come on up, Diablo.
Go, brother, go and ask them. The senores see us come, Cisco, and they stop.
Si. From the way they are looking at us, we are not welcome. No. But we will see. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh,
Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, senores.
Get down off them horses for, strangers.
Merely to stretch our legs. We have ridden far, senor. We're looking for Senor Tompkins. Perhaps you can direct us to his rancho.
What do you want to see Tompkins about?
We rode over here to ask you a question. Do you or do you not know where we can find Senor Tompkins?
I don't know a thing about it. Now go on, get out of here.
That's the way to talk to him, Frank. You hombres be on your way.
Pancho thinks you better go read a book to be polite.
Is this your land we are on?
Don't make no difference whether it is or not. Now get.
I do not like such orders, hombre.
Well, like him or not, I said get and I mean it. Now come on, Martin, let's drive out of here.
I'm with you, Frank.
So you want to fight, huh?
Speaking of Pancho.
Hey, Cisco. The bigger they fall, the harder they is.
You're not got that quite right, but no matter, Pancho. You have to fight long, so let us end this as quickly as possible. That is for you and for you.
That's not a long fight, Cisco.
You got enough, hombres, or shall we continue?
I got enough. Yeah, same here.
Very well. Next time anyone asks you a civil question, perhaps you'll be more polite.
Come, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. They be more polite.
Come, Diablo, yeah.
Go, Rover, be more polite to Pancho. Now, go now, go.
Well, by thunder, that big hombre can fight, Frank. I thought I'd been hit by a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Know who he was, Merton?
Well, I heard the other one call him Cisco.
Yeah, that's right. He's the Cisco Kid.
Ah, well, no wonder.
He's bad medicine, Merton, that Cisco Kid. And he was looking for Tompkins. I don't like the sound of that.
Well, what can Cisco do about this?
Well, nothing, probably. But just the same, I don't like it. Well, let's get this cabin hauled off here and onto my land. And then I'll go file a claim with the land agent.
Pancho thinks Cisco right. Just about 10 miles to the town.
What did you say, Pancho?
Pancho say about 10 miles to the town. Is Cisco not here, Pancho?
I was thinking of something else, amigo.
Huh?
Two things seem very strange to me.
See, Cisco, strange?
First, that those hombres should be moving that cabin from where it obviously belonged.
Then?
Next, that they should be so hostile.
Huh?
Most men are not so hostile, Pancho, unless they have more reason to be.
So what Cisco think?
I think they are up to something unlawful.
Huh?
Here's the office of the land agent. Hold up,
Lou. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Pancho think they be careful next time. What they say to Cisco?
That is not important, Pancho. Let's go and talk to the land agent. Come on. Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy. What can I do for you?
You are the land agent?
That's right. Bart Bolton's the name.
We're glad to meet you, Senor Bolton. I am called the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, senor. You see Cisco, you see Pancho. That's what I always say. You see Pancho, you see Cisco.
Yes, I know about you two. Guess ain't a man in this part of the country who doesn't. Sit down.
Gracias, sir.
Gracias.
You thinking of taking up some land around here, Cisco?
No, no, we are not, senor. Pancho and I never stay long enough in one place to have need for land. We would, however, like to know where Senor Tompkins' rancho is.
Ed Tompkins?
Si.
Well, he was in here a little while ago to take up his claim. Yeah, I can tell you where he lives. Or better still, I can show you. Here, you see this map?
Si.
Pancho, see the map, too.
Here's Ed's quarter section right here. Here's his boundary lines.
You say Senor Tompkins came to take up his claim. He has fulfilled all the requirements?
Says he has, Cisco. Says he's built and lived in his cabin 5 years and says he's cleared 10 acres of land. I'm taking his word for it. Since I've only been here a couple of months, I ain't got around to getting out there yet.
I see. And his neighbors, who are they, senor?
His neighbor is Frank Porgler. Seems like a nice enough fella. Man named Martin Fort Frawley lives with him. Kind of hard hand, I guess.
Can't you remember those names, Frank and Martin, no?
Si, we have heard them, amigo. One more question, Senor Bolton, if you please. Where can we find Senor Tompkins?
He told me he was getting married.
Oh, very nice.
Nice of the senor, nice, Cisco.
Says he was driving over to Comanche Falls. That's north of here.
Well, gracias, senor. We'll take up no more of your time.
That's all right, Cisco. Come in any time.
Why did you not tell Senor Bolton about that ghost cabin, Cisco?
Because sometimes it is better not to tell all you know, amigo.
Huh?
I suspect that this Frank Parkler is not as nice a neighbor as Senor Bolton thinks.
Pancho think he not as nice, too.
Well, what do we do now?
We must fight Senor Tompkins, Pancho, and quickly.
Howdy, Bart.
Howdy, Frank. Merton, what brings you two to town?
We come in after some supplies, Bart. Also figured I'd like to file a claim for that quarter section to the south of me.
The south end? That belongs to Ed Tompkins. Or it's going to belong to him as soon as the papers come through.
You, sent his take-up claim in yet?
Nope, not yet. I'm sending it out by stage tomorrow morning.
You seen his layout yet, Bart?
Nope.
Well, if you saw it, you wouldn't talk none about sending through his take-up claim, would he, Merton?
Nope, you wouldn't, Bart. He ain't got no right to take up a claim on that land no more than a coyote has.
What do you mean? He's cleared away the required 10 acres of land, ain't he?
Oh, yes, he has. Ain't a good job of clearing, though.
Well, it don't have to be too good, just enough to comply with the law. And he's built himself a cabin and lived in it for the required 5 years.
I'd kind of like to have you show me that cabin, Bart.
Yep, me too.
He's got a cabin out there, ain't he?
Yes, I ain't never seen it.
He ain't got no cabin there, Bart.
But he must have. What's he been living in all this time?
Been living in an old tent. That ain't there now either. Guess he struck it before he drove away in that buckboard of his.
Well, maybe he's planning to build.
Planning to, yes. But he ain't built. Looks to me as if he's put one over on you, Bart.
Oh, no, he ain't either. It might be a good thing I ain't sent through that take-up claim of his. We'll go out there right now and have a look at his place.
If you don't find his cabin, then what?
It's a federal offense to falsify a claim and a signature in regard to these lands. If Tompkins has done that, he goes to jail.
And I can file a claim to his property?
No reason why not, Frank. You coming out with me?
Sure thing we are.
Then let's get going. By thunder, if he's falsified to me, he's going to be in hot water and plenty of it.
Even though Cisco saw the swindlers in the act of moving the cabin, it's going to be another thing to prove it. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid.
Did you grow up on a farm? Back in 1896, half of America did. A little chilly when you got up. And first you'd feed the chickens. You'd wash up by the back porch. Then you'd come in. Nice and warm inside. Like the hot Ralston cereal your mom had ready for you. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same now as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. Still got the vitamins, minerals, and protein your whole family needs. Still got that good whole grain wheat flavor Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds, or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Jacobo Express.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Disappearing Cabin. When Cisco saw a cabin being moved on runners by oxen, he suspected it was being moved from the land of his friend, Ed Tompkins. His suspicion became certainty after he had talked with the land agent. Later, Frank Torgley and Merton Frawley, the swindlers, tell Bart Bolton, the land agent, that there is no cabin on Tompkins' land, and therefore that Tompkins has falsified his take-up claim. Bolton agrees to ride out with Torgler and Frawley. Meanwhile...
Cisco, Senor Tompkins get back to his rancho yet?
No, I do not think he is back as yet, amigo.
Uh-huh.
His rancho is not far off the trail, so we will take the time to ride there first.
And what we do there, Cisco?
We are going to try to find out what became of that cabin and... Santo,
huh?
There are three hombres there.
Si, Cisco, the Senor Bolton and the two hombres.
Si.
Do we go back, no?
No, we will not go back.
Uh-huh.
I had hoped no one would be here, but perhaps it is just as well they are. Now we may be able to find out what those two hombres have in mind. Oh, they are...
Oh, look,
we meet again, Senor Bolton.
Looks like we do, Cisco.
What are you Mavericks doing here?
We like the view from here, hombre. That is, all of the view except the one I am looking at the moment.
Don't get smart.
Senor Bolton, is this the land of Senor Tompkins?
Sure is, Cisco, or it was his land. Ain't gonna be much longer.
Why not?
Because he ain't got no cabin on it. He lied to me about that.
No, I do not believe he did lie to you, Senor. When Senor Tompkins left here, there was a cabin on this property.
Look, you said enough. Now get out of here.
Wait a minute, Frank. How do you know there was a cabin on the property, Cisco?
Because Pancho and I saw it being moved with oxen.
Pancho think it's a ghost cabin.
And these hombres were the hombres who were moving it.
Why, you lying coyote?
You not call Cisco lying coyote or else Pancho...
I got him with the gun, Bud Frank. Now let's get the other one.
Hey, put it. They don't need me fighting here. Leave Cisco alone. You're two against one.
That is all right, senor. I'm used to the way these hombres fight.
Strike
Pancho down, will you? We will see. Got it right there. There. Now for you, Targa.
No, wait a minute, Cisco, not me. Come on, Martin, we're leaving. You figure out which one of us is right about that cabin, Bart. Come on, Martin.
You all right, Pancho?
Si, Pancho all right, Cisco. But if Pancho not get ahead like a rock, Pancho not be all right.
Well, Cisco, what about it? All I got to go by is what I see now. And I don't see any cabin.
Come, I will show you. They were taking it over this ground here in that direction.
The direction of Frank's land, eh? I don't see any traces of its being moved.
Those hombres came back and smoothed over all the traces, Senor Bolton.
Afraid I can't accept that story, Cisco. I gotta have more proof than that. And unless you can get me proof before I meet up with Tompkins, he goes under arrest.
Very well, then. We will get you the proof, Senor. Come, Pancho. We ride.
We're most home now, Annie.
I'll be awful glad to get there, Ed. Of course, it's nice to be with you anywhere, darling. But this is a dusty ride. I want to get to that cabin you've told me so much about.
Get up, Major. Hey, get up.
Ed.
Well, what is it?
You ain't held hands with me for most an hour.
Ain't I? Seems if I had.
Oh, go along with you. That ain't a nice thing to say, and us married not more'n a day. Oh, give me your hand.
Now, here, look out. I need my hands to hold these here reins.
Oh, no, you don't. Not both of them. There. Now, ain't that nice and cozy?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, it is.
Well, thing is, Annie, I ain't a sentimental man. I like you pretty well.
You like me pretty well. Don't you love me?
Yep. Get up, Major.
Hold my other hand, too, Ed.
I can't, Annie. This is a young and spirited team of horses, and if I was to let go of these reins...
Oh, here... let them run, darling. Let them run anywhere they want to. What's the difference?
Oh, I won't. Now, let go. Let go, I tell you. Here come two riders. You let go of my hands.
Oh, Ed, you're so masterful.
Say, looks like the Cisco Kid. But by George, it is. Whoa, Major. Whoa, Harry. Whoa, boy.
Well, whoa.
What
Buenos dias, Sam Tompkins.
Well, Cisco and Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho and Pancho and Cisco.
I'm mighty glad to see you both.
And we are glad to see you, Sam Tompkins.
Glad to see you, too.
Oh, I want to make you acquainted with my wife, Mrs. Tompkins.
We are honored, senora.
Si, and Pancho honored, too, senora.
Oh, don't you both bow nice and gallant, though. Ed, I can see you got some awful fine friends.
Gracias.
Yep, I have. Cisco, you and Pancho ride back to the cabin with us and have supper, eh?
You are very kind, senor, but may I have a word with you alone?
Well, sure thing, Cisco.
Cisco, Senor Burton ride this way.
Well, this is a regular escort we're getting, Annie. Howdy, Bart.
Ed, I sure hate to do this, but I gotta put you under arrest.
Under arrest? I ain't done anything.
No, of course he ain't done anything. I don't know who you are, but you get out of here.
No, sir, I won't submit to arrest, Bart.
Your pardon, Senor Tompkins, but if I were you, I would go with Senor Bolton.
But what for?
For making false representation to an agent of the United States government. You told me you had a cabin on that land of yours, and you ain't.
What are you talking about? Of course I have. What's he mean, Cisco?
There is no cabin there now, senor. Someone has taken that cabin, but Pancho and I are going to make it our business to find out who moved it. We'll wait here for Cisco and that other one, Morton.
Whatever you say, Frank. What makes you think Cisco's coming here onto your land?
Because he's going to try to follow the trail of that cabin of Tompkins.
But we wiped out that trail.
Yeah, I know. To most anybody but Cisco, we did. But they say he can follow a trail better than any Apache. Come on over here, Morton.
Okay.
This is good. We'll take cover behind these trees. And when Cisco and that fat one come along, we'll get them with these rifles.
We find that cabin, Cisco, no?
Shh, quieto, Pancho, not so loud.
What's me?
See, we are on the track of the cabin now. Mm-hmm. I think this is far enough for us to ride. Oh, never, hold.
Not so loud, look, not so loud.
Leave our horses here, Pancho, and go on foot.
Pancho, walk, Pancho, got to walk, but Pancho not like to walk.
Pancho, do not speak so loudly. I'm sure these hombres are lying in wait for us somewhere ahead.
They not know we tracked the cabin, Cisco.
They are not fools, amigo. They know we saw them take the cabin away. They know our sympathies are with the Senor Tompkins.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, there were reason we will try to locate the cabin.
Uh-huh.
Now, this way, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Circle up around the trail.
Around the trail.
Oh, Santo, these rocky ground makes a noise.
What noise?
Let's get over there in the pine grove. We will not make such a noise.
Uh-huh.
This is better. Now, come on up over this bank, Pancho. Yeah, now I'll stop and see where we are.
Pancho, I think we...
Shh, quieto, Pancho.
Hey,
look. Look down there.
Oh, it's the hombre, Cisco.
See, we stopped just in time.
We dropped down on them, Cisco?
That is just what we are going to do, Pancho. Mm-hmm. You take the one called Martin.
Si, Martin.
And I will take the other one. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Si, Cisco, Pancho, ready.
All right, now.
You poor Pancho, fat hombre. You find that Pancho is fat.
Good thing I looked up, Cisco. Didn't get away with it.
Neither did you get a chance to use those rifles, all right?
You were going to take us to where you left that cabin. We burned that cabin.
And you will show us where.
I'll show you nothing.
But you will, and quickly. Do!
Pancho, think that hombre is very sick of Cisco by now.
Get up on your feet.
No more fights, Cisco.
Get their guns, Pancho.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, get... But what Pancho do with his hombre, Cisco? He's not got his breath back yet.
Tie him up, Pancho, while I... Oh, so you burned the cabin, did you, hombre?
Yeah, that's right.
Then what is that I see up ahead of me in the canyon?
That's another cabin.
Looks to me like the one that was on the runners.
Same cabin, Cisco.
All right. It's the same cabin. What are you going to do about it?
I am going to do this, hombre. I'm going to make you and this partner of yours get those oxen and haul that cabin back on Senor Tompkins' land, on the exact spot from which you got it. Then after that, I'm going to see that you get to jail. Get up and start moving.
Cisco, I don't know how I can ever repay you for what you've done.
Pancho and I have been more than repaid, Senor Tompkins, by this wonderful meal the senora has just served us.
Si, senor. And Pancho liked everything, two times.
Well, I'm mighty glad you did, Pancho. But just the same...
Think no more about it, senor.
Pancho and I were happy to help any way we could.
Happy to help.
Pancho, how about another piece of this rhubarb pie smothered with pudding?
Rhubarb pie smothered with... Oh, gracias, senor. And Pancho never think he got to say no. He got to say no now.
Then I'm going to put the pie up so you can take it with you.
Gracias again. And Pancho not say no to this.
And I'm going to put up a pie for you too, Cisco.
That is very kind of you, senora.
And besides that, I don't believe my husband Ed will mind if I give each of you a real big kiss.
Don't mind a bit, Annie.
First you, Cisco. There.
Gracias, senora.
Now you, Pancho.
Senora, Pancho, bashful, and you...
There, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Pancho get a pie, Pancho get a kiss, and Pancho come here again, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, tell Pancho about the senor what make the pictures. What do you call him, Cisco?
He's an artist, amigo. Very good friend of mine.
The artist. We go see him, huh?
Si, we will stop and pay him a little visit, Pancho.
Bueno, Pancho want to see him.
Oh, he's a fine artist, Pancho. You will see the walls of his studio covered with many beautiful paintings.
Pancho not care about the walls. Pancho want to ask that artist to take off his shirt.
You want to ask him to take off his shirt?
See, that's what Pancho want to say. Pancho going to say, take off your shirt.
But why do you want to ask him that, amigo?
Because Cisco tell Pancho he paint the best pictures on an empty stomach.
See, so he does, Pancho.
So Pancho want him to take off his shirt so Pancho can see the pictures he paint on his stomach.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Sherry Lewis and her friend Lamb Chop.
Hi, Lamb Chop.
Hi, Sherry.
Where are you going? Downtown. So am I.
Oh, isn't that a cold?
Incidents
is what it is.
Yes. Why are you going downtown?
To get a vision examination.
So am I.
No.
Yeah.
What a
coincidence.
It certainly is.
Honey, why are you getting a vision examination?
I get one every year.
Well, so do I.
Oh, isn't that a call? Isn't that something?
Yes. Well, actually, the American Optometric Association recommends that everyone visit his optometrist at least once a year for a vision examination to keep from having vision problems.
Yeah, I love my
You know, I'm no good at foreign languages. No.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be two episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.